Oye, esos fardos son largos.
What up, everybody? It's good to see you again. It's good to see you again. All right. Let's do this. Adla has to leave in 20 minutes. All right. That is fair. All right, so let's do this. Let's take 3 minutes to just go over the offer. So take 3 minutes. I'll set a timer, and then again, here are the questions, and I'll pull up the screen so guys can see what goes into your offer, and then figure out how are you going to price it, what's going to be included. You're not going to be able to do everything, obviously, in 3 minutes, but just take a stab. Like, just write down what you have right now so that you have something to start with, and then we're going to get into questions. So you can go to the reactions tab and raise your hand there, and then I'll take your questions in order. As always, during VIP, it is all about your question. So with that, I'm gonna share my screen, share the outline here. I don't know how much you can see, but hopefully you can see at least most of it. There we go. I'm gonna put on some work music, and you got 3 minutes and go. right, 30 seconds. Music fading out slowly as slowly as we can. All right, so great, you guys. So now let's get your questions. So go to the reactions tab and click that raise your hand button, and I will be here to answer all of your questions for the next 48 minutes. This is your chance. This is your chance. This is the last VIP, by the way. So this is your last chance. If there's any question about anything that we covered today or any of the previous 4 days, this is your chance. We're not going to have a VIP call tomorrow. So today is your chance. All right. Let's go. Lena, you're up.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. Oh, yeah. And you?
I'm fantastic.
Oh, that's great. I really love this program or this challenge.
You call thank it.
I have added the two programs I have in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't have all of those fancy things like bonuses and all of that stuff. But
right. Yeah, you're not going to have that in 3 minutes for sure. So yeah,
but I don't have them. I only have there's written modules and then there's online coaching sessions with me. That's what's in my packages. Is it enough or?
Yeah, I mean, so here's the thing. There's no like. First, your offer is never done, right? You can always keep improving your offer, keep making it better. And so you start where you're at and with what you have. Same goes with bonuses and other components, as goes with when we talked about the other day about creating a course before you've like selling the course before you've made it. Hmm. A bonus doesn't have to be something that exists already. It can be something that you're going to be delivering later, right? So you can add in, hey, we're going to do a bonus session. So I did a workshop last month and I said, for everybody who buys that, we're going to do a bonus half day workshop on how to get a campaign. So when you build this thing, like let's do a bonus workshop on how to actually get traffic to your thing. So I'm just announcing that it's a bonus up front. Like that's a bonus. Or there was a scarcity bonus of the first people who join gets a one-on-one call with me. That's another bonus that it doesn't have to be made up front. You can just like, what would be compelling for people? What would be so attractive that they would want to buy the offer just for the bonus? It can also be something that someone else delivers. So if there's something that's complementary with what you're doing and like say you're a fitness coach or something, right? And then you have a friend who's a nutritionist, right? Then maybe they can create some incredibly valuable bonus that you can include in your program. You don't pay them anything, but what they get is they get clients, right? Because everybody who buys your thing, now they're going to sign up for their thing to get that free. And so now they're getting leads for free that they already have a relationship with, that have already, you know, been had a warm intro to them from you. And so it's a great deal for them. So like really get creative in what you can put in there that will be valuable for people. The only thing to be aware of is that information can feel like work. So adding another course and another course and another course and another course quickly loses its value because like, oh shit, it feels like work to have to go through all that stuff. And then it ends up being negative. It's like when there's too much stuff, people cancel. When people subscribe to a magazine or like a weekly publication of like, you know, The Economist or something like that, like, and the and the weekly magazines just start stacking up and people never get to read them, that's when they'll cancel because they're like, oh, I don't have time to read all that stuff, right? So if you pile on too much stuff that they have to consume and go through, over time, that's going to lose its value.
Okay. That's a good take. Yeah. I hope I get some clients soon.
Yeah. 100%. And if not, like there's 100%, right? The only thing, once you do everything we've talked about in this intensive, those are the things that we need to do to construct the offer. Then we need the traffic. Then we need to get people to actually come to that offer and buy it. But if then the only thing that's remaining there then is pure mindset stuff. Like, how am I showing up in a way that blocks this? And that's something that we do. I was sharing on the coaching call with Academy people yesterday how one of the things I realized was I had this core belief, like unconscious belief, that I am wrong. All right. So that would make me make things complicated all the time. I would complicate things because I felt like I was wrong. I wasn't good enough in myself. And so I had to do all this kind of smoke and mirror around it to make it complicated and difficult and disguise the fact that I feel like I'm not wrong. I'm wrong. Right. And those are the kinds of psychological tricks that we'll play on ourselves. Though that's the kind of sabotage that we'll do that really kills it for us when it's right there. Like it really is simple, except for the fact that there's a few things we don't know, and then we just make it freaking complicated in our heads because we're not there mentally. And that's really the game. And that's the kind of stuff that we work on in Academy a lot.
That was a good one. Something I struggled with as well.
Yeah.
Thank you, Colin.
Yeah, you bet. My pleasure. All right. Thank you, Lena. Matt, you're up next.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'm thinking about the naming of the core offer.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, perhaps I can try some of them out and see.
Yeah, what do you got? And keep in mind, I'm not your core. Like, I'm not your target audience, right? So it really isn't up to me or anyone here other than to the extent that we're in your audience. But fire away, let's hear it.
Of course, yeah. One could be master your authentic life with more and true or deeper relationships at home, something like that, because it's related to the dream customer that is putting too much effort in work and career.
Mm-hmm.
I like the part with perhaps 7 steps to mastering leadership in your family relationships, something mm-hmm. like that. 7 steps to being the leader both at home and at work.
So I would start with Hormozi's magic formula, right? So we could do we're coming up on a new year. So we could do new year. I don't know how you want to name your avatar, professional something. I don't know what happened here. Be a leader in your life, 6-month coaching program, right? You can literally just go down the list here and say things like that, right? So, and then if you want to make it evergreen, maybe you don't say new year, but like that's a good compelling reason for them to buy now. It can be the same program that you just give it like slightly different name depending on the season, right? So yeah, something like that. Like, what is the new year? How do you name your avatar? What is the goal that they want? They want to be fulfilled maybe, or leaders, or overcome some pain or something. How long is it? 3 months, 6 months? And then what's a container word? Coaching program, mastermind, retreat, something. I think that's where I'd start.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Mats. All right. Thank you. Ingrid.
Here we are. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's so funny. Everybody, we all do this, right? It's like you're like angry. You're on, and they're like.
It's the funniest thing. Where's the button?
Yeah. Right.
Because what I have here in front is my whole offer document. So it's that I'm working on. I have a question about naming also. And I'm getting confused about the many names that I have to come up with. I have my Visual Minds membership, which is learn to sketch your ideas, clarify your message, build your beautiful business. So this is the product. Then I have a free workshop called Simple Illustration Crash Course, Learn to Draw in an Hour, which is to get people in. Mm-hmm. And now, and then in inside the membership, I have all these courses like Simple Illustration, Mess to Message, and Visual Frameworks, and all that stuff. So I also should name my offer, or what?
You totally should name your offer, yeah.
And what could that be? I mean, that would be end of year offer for Visual Minds membership.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would go new year rather than end of year, right? So okay. It's like, yeah, new year, we're getting ready for, you know, something new, new energy.
Well, that's something that I wanted to use next year, the new year.
Yeah, but we're getting close to the new year, so yeah. But anyway, yes.
But what should I call it then next year? So new this year. Would be the holiday offer.
No, you can call it new year now, and then you can keep doing that until like February or March, late March or okay. something. It'll be new year for a while. That's totally fine.
So I don't have to come up with a new name for my offer every time.
No. I mean, you can use the exact same name for your offer every single time, for sure. Yeah. The only thing is, like, if you want to use like a seasonal reason, or like, you, it doesn't have to, like, the only reason we got started talking about the new year is because of this like back to school example, but it can also just like, it can be any other reason, yeah. Like scenario.
I actually had a birthday offer once. Yeah. That worked well.
Yeah. Yeah, but it doesn't have to be time specific in terms of the season or the time of year or anything like that. It could just be the reason, like new job, or it could be like, you know, I'm done with this, like sick of this thing, or like, you know, just some reason. The way I think of this is like, remember we had the conversation about like what changed in their life, what is new in their life that makes them want this now? Like, what's the scenario they're in that makes this an acute pain for them now that they want to do something about? If we can speak to that, that's a way, another way of calling people out and making it magnetic or making it attractive to the right avatar.
Are you sick and tired of drawing, of not being able to draw your own Christmas cards?
Yeah. Well, but if you're doing the business things, like, you know, not another Word doc, right? It's like, that could be a thing where like people are like, I'm sick of these damn Word doc memos of like plans. Like, I want to see something fucking visual. Like, that might be something that appeals to people.
Okay. Yeah. So I think seasonal is the easiest way to think about that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then the other thing is the scarcity. Mm-hmm. It's always the same product that I'm selling. It's always the membership. And I close the doors once in a while. So the group is that enough scarcity or what?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah, totally.
And I just say, now is your chance. And if you...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the last question is, I don't know which chunks to offer. Last time I had the doors open, I had my offer was just for a whole year, and mm-hmm. it actually sold pretty well. Should I just do that, or once in a while offer also 3 months?
No, that sounds great. If it works well, keep doing it. Yeah.
I mean, some people want, of course, monthly and smaller things, but is mm-hmm. it good to change it up, or should I just stick with that? This is my offer and this is how it is.
Stick with it. Yeah, stick with it. If it's okay. working, stick with it. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. And no, I mean, you can, what I would say is over time, refine your offer, right? So maybe you add a bonus, you realize, oh, here's an objection that keeps coming up. Let me add something to address that. So you're refining your offer, but don't change your offer. If it's working, keep the offer. Like the big challenge in our business is coming up with the offer that really works. Once you have it, it's balls to the wall. My friends at Pompa Program, once they hit their offer, they've scaled that one offer to $50 million a year. One offer.
That's what I want.
One offer, right? But it's getting that offer right. And then, but once you have it and you're able to, especially if you find an offer that you can convert with cold traffic, like running ads to a cold audience, like boom, you're in business. That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if maybe a 3 months offer would have been even better.
You know, you can test it. You can always test it with a set, like, that's the beautiful thing about running cold traffic is once you get into that game, which is a whole like, different beast, right? But once you get into that game, is now you can test. All right, we send 1,000 people or 100 people to this offer. We send 100 people to this offer, which converts best. But the problem though is that like at 3 months, it has to convert that much better because you're going to lose people versus you're selling a year. You know, you have a year. One person that buys at 3 months need to renew 3 times at 3 months to get to the same LTV, same lifetime value. And so you need to see 4 times as many buy basically, or like 2x as many buy or 3x. You don't know. You won't know until a year from now how many of them actually stayed for that amount of time. So if it's working at a year, I would stay with that. Like the number one mistake that most people make is that they have too many damn offers, and and it's fine to experiment until you nail it and dial it in. But it should be experimentation of like, what if I change this aspect or that aspect? It shouldn't be like, oh, let me do this offer and that offer and this offer and this offer and this offer. On the front end, that's totally legitimate, right? So go back to the value ladder here. So back to the purple value ladder. Here, your core offer, you should be pretty set on roughly what that is. And that's like, this is something that you refine but it should be within the range. Like, just like for me back in the early 2000s, when I was getting started as an entrepreneur, I had tried, you know, this collaborative content management system software. And then I got into, let's do media and like online publications, like blog type publications. And then I was like, let's do a job hunting board where we reward people for referring the candidate that gets hired. Like I tried all kinds of different things. And then I sat down and I was like, what is it that I'm here to do? What is my purpose in life? What did I put on this earth to do? And the answer that came back to me, like in a download, was I'm here to integrate spirituality and entrepreneurship. And from that moment on, I was like, fuck me, that's it. And so then everything I've done since was in one direction. There's clarity. There is like, okay, this is my track. I might do a little thing here, a little bit thing there, and like a little bit, but it's not like a thing here and then over there and then here, like, right. So that's what you want for your core offer. You want it to be pretty consistent on what it's about. And then it's just like really finding the right container, the right format, like the exact right who and the exact right what and outcome and all those things, right? And the offer, it's minute changes. Front end offers. So I have these two, the challenge and the premium with trial. But really, you can do a bunch of different things as front-end offers, lead magnets, audio, books, audiobooks, webinars, VSLs, tripwires, physical products. And here you can experiment with a bunch of different things because it's trying to see like what might work. But these are small products. They're not your core thing. Your core offer, only one offer till you get to $1 million at least. Then you can start playing with different offers. But like I said, one offer will take you to 50 million. So
my core offer would be the membership, 1 year membership. And I also have, so people who, when the doors are closed, they can buy something. I have my simple illustration course as a evergreen $350 thing.
Would
that be, how does that fit in the system?
Evergreen $350 thing?
Or a self-study course.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't really fit in. No.
It doesn't fit in,
like,
right?
No, no. A front-end offer is typically like $50 or less,
yeah,
right? It's a lot less. However, when you do a front-end offer, typically what you'll do to make the math work is, like, you might sell something for $1 or $7. That's called a tripwire, or free plus shipping, which is in the same kind of range. Like, shipping is maybe $7, $10, something, right? Like, so those are considered tripwires. Whenever you do that, the next thing that you do is always an upsell. Like, so that's like, you know, something for $100, $200, or $300, something. And the reason we do that is because it helps pay for your ads on the front end. So the goal of those front end offers is to generate leads for free. You can run ads.
What I could do is make my crash course, illustration crash course, paid for $25 or something like that.
You could do that and use it as a front end offer, or you could take that $350 thing and use it as an upsell. So you have a tripwire, because the tripwire is the first, very first thing is usually something very, very simple. It can be like a PDF or a mind map or like a short video or something. It can be very simple. But then you can offer an upsell that's a little bit more. So you could use it there. The other thing you can do is, like, generally what I would say is put all of your focus and attention on your core offer, put things in there in your core offer. And then you can take things that exist in your core offer and you can splinter them out and use them on your front end here.
Mm.
Splinters. But this is like, when you have this is why I love memberships, because when you have a membership, you have two jobs. You need to get new members and you need to keep the members that you have. Two jobs. It becomes very, very simple. Like, everything that you do is about one of those two things. That's it.
Yeah.
Focus. All right. Thank you, Ingrid.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Marianne, let's do it.
Is it okay that I'm back at the who and the what?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm just concerned that I'm trying to include too many of my passions in the person that I want to work with.
Yes.
So at one point I was saying, I want a person who's eco-conscious. Actually, I said it as animal lover, nature lover, and earth lover.
Yeah.
I don't know that works. Like, you don't actually say it out loud, right? You don't.
I mean, what I would say is that they tend to go well together, right? I hear you. Go ahead. Go on.
I could say just eco-conscious as a way of kind of bringing that all together as well as I can. This person really wants to, it's all about helping her become strong in her body, in herself, so that she can continue to do good work in the world. And she's middle-aged and she's gaining weight and her blood markers are going in the wrong direction. And then the doctor said, ooh, you need to work on this or I'm going to put you on meds. She doesn't want that. She saw what happened to her parents. So it's a pretty big problem that she sees herself as, you know, that she's going to lose her edge, her ability to give. But I don't really know how many of these people, like, you know, one of the complaints they'll have is like, oh, I just need to really focus on my work, not on myself, because she's a giver, right? She wants to be of service and make the world a better place.
I'm wondering if you even need the whole eco-conscious thing, because what I'm hearing is that she has a real, like, medical concern here and she doesn't want medicine, right? She wants to find a natural solution. That's the value. That's okay. The value that matters here, right?
Yes. And in the world, there's just so much pressure about, you know, you can fix everything with lifestyle, exercise, eat better. So everybody's aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I do solve that problem. But I thought I needed some more specificity other than just she's got the usual problem that almost everybody has at middle age.
Yeah. So the problem and is the what, and the who is the person. So what I would do is go a little bit more. So what I've heard, like on the who, is it's a woman, she's middle aged, and she wants, she's into natural solutions over medical solutions and chemical solutions. Yeah. And maybe just go more deep into the who. What else do you know to be true about her, right? Is she living in a trailer? Is she, you know, is she a professional? Is she like, what do you know about her? If you had to pick, remember what we talked about here with the who, like if you can only get paid after you get results for her, if you had to be that picky, you could only get paid after you got results, what would have to be true about her, right? Or if it has to be, you know, a short success cycle, right? Who you can help the most in the least amount of time with the least amount of friction without them being hassled. What would have to be true about them? Write that stuff down. That becomes your who.
Right. And are you saying I shouldn't call out the eco-conscious aspect?
I'm not really saying one way or the other, but I don't think you need it. But maybe you do for your sake, but my thinking is that if she's into natural healing versus, you know, chemical healing then, or non-healing, then chances are she's also going to embody enough of the values that you care about to be easy to work with.
Right.
It's like, hey, you have this illness. And also in order for me to work with you, you need to care about the environment. Like, I mean, you can if you want to, but it just seems a little arbitrary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, in the way that I draw people in, there's going to be a lot of nature metaphor and stuff. So
exactly. Like your energy, your vibration is naturally going to attract a certain person. And if you just talk about the things that you care about and you talk about climate and like all the things that you're passionate about, then naturally it's going to repel people who think that's stupid, right? It's going to attract the people that like that. So that's the beauty of it. That's why it's so amazing. We just get to be ourselves really loudly. And then like the life does its thing and brings us the people who resonate with that, not all the other people.
Yeah. And then we shift too. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you. My pleasure. My pleasure. All right, Gina Maria, you're up next.
Thank you.
You've really mastered the unmuting game. I want to give you props for that. Like, you were so fast at that. And there's none of that. Like,
well, you know, I'm used to doing it on the microphone, but now I know that you give us unmuting permission. So I figured it out. Because I guess I raised my hand a lot, right?
Yes, practice makes perfect.
Okay, so here's my question for you. As someone who's starting out with this course, what do you think about doing something like you'll never see this price again, get into the beta group? Like,
yeah, if you
part as the name, part of the naming, and the price as the offer enhancer.
Mm-hmm. If you honor it, I think that's entirely legit. And
well, obviously, my kid told me when years ago, he turned and said, "Mom, your name should be Gina Marie Integrity."
Yeah.
Yes, I would.
So, two things. A, obviously, honor it, like we were talking about. The other thing is whether that resonates with your people, right? With the kinds of people that you want. Is like, is that the energy that, yeah, is that what's going to work for them? Or are they going to be turned off by something like that?
I don't know.
No, try it. That's the thing too. Like, hey, there's a bazillion people out there, right? Like, try it. And if you ruffle some feathers and you do some things where it's like, oh, Gina Maria, that's what? Like, whatever. People have opinions. Let them have opinions. You're learning, you're experimenting, you're in the game.
Yeah. No, and you know, when they say something crappy, it doesn't matter. You're still getting feedback, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I heard someone say yesterday, and they were really pushing, like, do clips on Instagram, right? But, you know, if you make a mistake, don't edit it out. Be real.
Yeah.
Like, just go with it. Go with whatever you want to say, and don't, like, pre-script it so much. And, like, shed your perfectionist shield, right?
Totally. I told a story this morning about the Jeff Walker course that I bought back in 2008. And one of the things that really stuck with me was, like, he was going over his material in his recorded course video, and he was recording him walking through a mind map. And then as he was doing that, he noticed a typo or something that was wrong in the mind map. And he just went and corrected it while he was teaching, while he was recording the course, and just left that in. And I was like, wait, you can do that? That is so cool. Like, right. And it just made it
give
so much
give yourself permission, right?
Right. And give your people, your customers, your clients permission to do that. And for me, it was like, oh shit. It made it so much more real and connected with him. So yeah, that is awesome. All right. Thank you, Jean Maria.
Thank you.
Wouter, what's going on in the Philippines?
Hi. Well, a lot has gone on, partly while I was sleeping, but I had lots of good ideas what to thank you and also for the coaching. So the big thing for me that I changed last night, and I will make a new offer. I think I know quite a bit about that already, have offers, but I will have a new core offer. And after focusing for years on individual people to coach and train, mostly coach, I will shift to teams.
Mm, nice.
So I've done teams in the past occasionally, and my rates for that would be something like just under $10,000 for, let's say, 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been discovering that it's really exciting to work with teams.
Hmm.
And teams can also, you know, the team leader may want separate individual coaching and so on as well. So my question to you would be, from your experience, if you have seen people make offers for teams, would any of the points you've covered today, would there be something extra or something specific that you could share that works for teams?
Let me think. So first off, I just want to say, I love that. I love that. There's so many great things about that. Like, whenever you work with people in a group format, like you know, the changes multiply, right? And then, like, one person has a breakthrough and that impacts the other person. Another awesome thing about it is that it takes some of the weight off of the leader. And so it, like, he's like, yeah, like, make my team better, right? And, like, it's less work on him. And like you said, it's a natural, like, upsell then into, and I can work with you one-on-one, plus you can work with the team members one-on-one, right? As an upsell. So there's lots to love about that. Really high leverage for your time. So first thought is 10,000 is too cheap. I would at least double that. I'm just pulling this out of, like, I do your own research and test it out. But that's just my instinctual. Sure. I've never sold team, you know, whatever, you know, leadership training or anything. Like, I don't know what I'm talking about. But I would say at least double it, but then build in some follow-up as part of the offer, right? So you do a 2-day, but then whether it's like a group Zoom call, like two Zoom calls, like a month later and then a month later again, or like they get the recordings, or you write some notes with the top takeaways, which you can maybe outsource to an assistant or something like that. So you build more stuff into the offer that helps retain and make sure it doesn't just become a flash in the pan, but it's something that stays with them. That would be my concern as a leader. How is this not just a one-off thing, but how does this really affect lasting change? And maybe that's what you, like, it's not just like, hey, you know, it's like inputs out, like what yeah. your client's going to care about is the result. And so like Absolutely. A 2-day workshop is like, that's what you deliver, but I don't care about that. What I care about is what do I get out of it? So maybe it's like, what is the specific behavior change that you're going to install in my team, and how it happens, I don't care too much about. But if it's measurable and you can prove that like 3 months later, this behavior change actually stuck and you can have numbers for that, that's powerful, because then you can case study that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm. And I have some good experience with that where, that team keeps working with me and we do regular follow-ups and check-ins.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that's very satisfying also, and to see the results.
Yeah, that's amazing. But everything we talked about totally works, right? So it's, okay. it's here, value equation, right? How can you increase the dream outcome? How can you increase the perceived likelihood of achievement, right? So the outcome is not a 2-day workshop. The outcome is the actual behavior change or the results that that are the consequence of that. How can you make it happen faster? How can you make it happen with less effort and sacrifice to both the leader and the team? And then what are all the problems and objections that the leader or the team is going to have? And how can you come up with solutions that address each one of those? Maybe it's that the leader gets your personal cell number in the weeks leading up to, so that you can like plan, or in the days after. Same process.
Makes sense. Thanks a lot. And really, thank you for pushing me yesterday. And it led me to, you called it lateral thinking. I love Ed De Bono too. So yes, it really came out to that. And I've already been doing this, but somehow I didn't have the sense that could be my core offer. So now I know.
Yeah. Awesome. I love that, Wouter. Thank you so much for sharing. This is what I love to do. This is my Fantastic. My
Thanks.
My love language. Thank you. All right, Lena, how can I serve?
Hi. We're a little bit back to start because I'm new. I'm sorry, I'm not looking in your eyes because I have two screens, so I see you here. So I understand the core offer is a bunch of things that all together solve the dream customer's problem.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And since I'm new, my thought is, can I make these things one by one and then rip them off to, I don't know if that's called lead magnets, but to get people on my list. But if I do that, it would be without a core offer because they're part of the core offer. It's a question of prioritization of time. I want to get started, and instead of, making all the core offer, then I was thinking, could I start by leaving the end? I will have the core offer because I made so many things that
I love this question, Lena. This is so great. Yes. You like creating the offer is just writing text on a page. That's it. You're just telling people, this is what you're going to get for, and this is how much you're going to pay for it. That's the offer.
Mm-hmm.
The offer is just what you say, whether on a sales call or in your sales copy. Mm-hmm. That's the offer. And then fulfilling in the offer happens after. So you don't have to create all the content or all the things or all that stuff. You just have to come up with what is it, like for each of the elements in your offer, what is it? Give it a name. So mm-hmm. do that first. Do that first. And then when it comes to actually getting people into your offer, getting traffic, getting people to consider, getting sales calls, start with the end in mind, right? The end is that you're selling the offer. So something that people do a lot, and it's not a mistake, but it's like, build the audience, build the list. Like, no, what you really want to do is you want to craft the offer first. And that's something you can do in a day or two. Like because you don't need to create all the content. It's like, it's a day or two, you sit down and like just decide, this is what my offer is going to be. You're going to refine it over time. That's fine. You just need a place to start. Write it down, put it up, create the write it down on the sales page, create a product in Simplero where you do this, where so people can actually go buy the thing. And then we figure out how are we going to get that in front of people. And then once you've sold it, you'll start to deliver it, right? So it's like, you're going to get this thing, like this bonus, I'll deliver that, you know, a month into your program or 2 months in. Like, you can have bonuses that are delivered. If you have a 30-day guarantee, you can have bonuses that are delivered at 35 days, right? After the guarantee is expired. So like, you ain't going to get this thing if you get your money back. Hey, that's fair.
Okay. I will try.
Yeah. There is no try. There is only do or do not.
But I feel like I get, you know, I get nervous if I cannot deliver, you know, to make a promise about something that's not there. That's very against nature somehow.
I you are not the only one. Do you know that you can do the thing that you do? Can you deliver for people?
I don't know if I can, because I haven't tried it before. So, and I come straight from working as this, and so I don't know if I'm actually able to translate it to educate other people.
Okay, well, so let's double click on that. So what is your what is the thing that you're, that you, what is the problem that you solve for people, and what's the outcome you deliver?
Well, the problem is that they don't have time to it disappeared, to make events. And right now it can be all kind of events, like having family over or big events. My experience is in big events. I was a producer and a production manager of big shows and openings and things like that.
And what is the part that's new? Or you said you just finished your education, or you never done
it? No, I finished. I just decided to stop working and now want to do this. So I can, instead of, you know, being a producer, production manager, you sell your time one time.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. And now I'm getting older and I want to be able to sell more. So I was figuring out, I have 20 years experience. Maybe I can sell my experience and help others that where it's not their main thing to do.
Yeah,
then I can 100%. Help them out, give them a list or whatever, saying, but it's not that difficult. If you don't have time, you just put blah, blah, blah.
All right. I get it. Perfect. This is awesome. This is fantastic. All right. So what you want to do is you want to go find a client or a couple, just one client first that you work with for free. And you say, if I'm successful in doing this for you, I'm going to need a case study. I'm going to need to have you talk about what I did for you and how it impacted you. So pick that client wisely. And if you want, you can also say, like, when we're done, we've done this successfully, you can pay me whatever you think is worth to you. Right. But you don't have to do that, because you don't want the money at first. You want the case study, the testimonial. Both of those things. So get results first, prove that you can do it, and then go out and sell based on that.
Okay. But my, there's like two things. There's this one by one where I kind of I help you to make an event or plan it or decorate whatever. And then all the people who just need some kind of accessories for it. Oh, I need a checklist for that, or I need a map for that. So should I try to make some of those and give them to people who's about to make events, or should I go for a one-to-one?
I mean, so yeah, if you're like checklists, and I'm trying to assess your confidence level, right? So if you're doing something where you're like checklist, I know I can deliver that, like just deliver it, right? Just so I'm trying to figure out what is the thing you're not sure about? Like, what is that offer that you are not sure about that you can deliver on?
If it will be easy enough, understandable for them, and if it will be time-saving enough for them, for the customer, because that's what's the problem. The problem is that they don't have time to do that and don't have interest, actually, but they still want to have a success in it. So can I actually deliver their time-saving enough of that? Will it be easy enough for them?
Well, okay. So if you, all right. So do you,
without me doing it, right? Because that's what I did so far. That's easy for me to just do it for you, but.
Do you have confidence that if you So this offer is like, it's a do-it-yourself offer. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you have the confidence that if you provide people with information in this offer and it turns out to be a little bit more complicated than and like not exactly as clear, do you feel confident that you could then fix that? Do a second take that's better, that's more clear, and maybe the third or the fourth time it's going to be there?
Yes, I guess. All right. So. I guess
if someone buys from you, let's look at it another way. If someone buys from you and for some reason, like it's a little bit more clumsy and not as clear, like, are you willing to just do whatever it takes to make it right with that person?
Of course.
Of course. All right, great. Then make the offer, define the offer, sell the fucking thing, and then deliver the best you can. And if anyone isn't like, if it's not there, just tell people, hey, I know I did this. I know I can do better. I'm going to do it better for you. Let's do it over. Like, I'm going to I screwed that one up. I'm going to work with you personally to help you get this thing going. Just always make it right with people.
Mm-hmm.
If you know in your heart that you'll always make it right with people, there's no reason not to sell it before you've made it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
When we launched Academy last year, like in the beginning, we were kind of bumbling a little bit and we weren't sure about the direction and how it was going to go. And we had some like team challenges and all these things. And so it was a little rocky in the beginning. And so I just went in, and I said, like, everybody who's signed up for a year, I'm going to give you another year. Everybody just gets another year for free. Like, boom, done. Easy. Right. Not even a question. Like, why the hell? Like, you know, like it wasn't, they didn't have any right to. We had totally over delivered on what we had promised, but it wasn't what I wanted it to be. It wasn't what I knew it could be. So I was like, all right, you demonstrated your faith in me in the early days. I'm going to over deliver for you. I'm going to just give over love on you as much as I possibly can. All right. If that's the attitude that you show up with, it's going to work great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And keep that.
Yeah.
And replay it from time to time, I think, in my mind.
Yeah. All right, you guys, that's it for this VIP session. That's the last VIP session of this intensive. It's been so much fun to hang out with you guys. This is literally the favorite thing that I do. And you guys are awesome. It's been absolutely wonderful to be with you. I'll see you guys tomorrow at 10. And then hopefully I'll see a bunch of you guys in our Simplera Academy. I'll talk about that tomorrow so that we can keep meeting and keep working together, because I want to see all of you guys win so bad. I know you've got it in you. And some of you are already winning, and we can just take it up another level. Some of you are like this close, and we'll get there. Tomorrow we're going to hear from Kimberly, who was literally on, I'm not going to spoil the story, but she has an incredible story. So look forward to hearing from her tomorrow. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. Oh, yes. I was going to ask for like since you guys are all still here, let me just hear biggest takeaway from today or really any of the days. In the chat, the reason I asked for that is because it helps really reinforce it for you guys as well. When you take a moment, because like you're taking in a lot of information, and I've been in these situations many times myself, right? And you're like, shit, what was said? And so just taking a moment to go through what you've taken in and write it down. So write down in the chat your biggest takeaway from today or any of the other days. And while you think about that, someone was asking tomorrow, we're going to go longer tomorrow. That's why we don't have a VIP call tomorrow. And then, 1 p.m. is the implementation call. So that's in an hour from now. So to actually build this stuff out in Simplera. So go be part of that call as well. Let me see here. Yes. Let's see. Wouter says changing who from individuals to teams. Ingrid is saying be the beacon. No, that was not Ingrid. Things are jumping around. Keep repeating your offer and you'll be the next Pompa. There you go. Yes. All right. Great, you guys. Any other takeaways? Let me see. Takeaways. I want to see some takeaways. More takeaways. More takeaways in the chat. My designers can wait. Takeaway. Small takeaway. Gina Maria says, I need to get the offers and pricing visual. It's great. Yeah. You can get Ingrid to draw out your offer with you. Offers should be seasonal. Lena says, you do or you don't. Yes, right? You do or you don't. No, there is no try. Yoda's a genius. Lena says, it's a bit overwhelming right now, but have a look in forum. I'm glad to write there when it settles a bit. All right. Great. Are the implementation sessions recorded? I'm sure they're recorded. Are we posting recordings anywhere? We should. Suzanne says, to get courage to bring out who I would rather work with in the customer. Yes. Dynamics that arise in a group are amazing. Yes. So much so. Yeah. Think about this. Like here, like there's so much value in hearing other people ask questions that you didn't think to ask. And now you get an answer and there's some like little nugget that you pick up on and like, you know, you, it's what caught, it's what's caught, not taught, right? You can, if you compare this session, like when I, in the main session where I do the training, that's great. It's useful. Like, I mean, it's very valuable. It's a framework, right? But here is where we really get into some of the meaty stuff, the juicy stuff, so much more value in that. Or at, you know, different kind of value. Gina Maria talks about the beta offer, aspect. Yes. All right. Thanks you guys. I'll see you tomorrow at 10. Oh, Marianne, zooming in on the right customer for me. Yes. See you tomorrow at 10. Thank you so much for being here. I love you guys. Talk soon. Bye.